In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, Saint Joseph, Saint John the Evangelist, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate a feast which was celebrated in the liturgical calendar before the Council on this Friday before Holy Week of Our Lady's Seven Sorrows of Our Lady during the season of Lent, which became known more popularly as Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, because the Church wanted to highlight Our Lady's participation and cooperation in the work of redemption that our Lord worked on Good Friday, but it didn't want to take away, you might say, attention from our Lord's sacrifice, so it would put the feast of Our Lady's co-redemption, her compassion, on the Friday before Good Friday, so that we could also honor her in a liturgical way for her participation and cooperation in our redemption. This feast goes back liturgically to the 1400s when the Bishop of Cologne in Germany first asked for the feast to be celebrated in his diocese on this day. Later on, it was promulgated by Pope Benedict, I think the 13th, in the 1700s as a feast to be celebrated in the universal calendar. And so it was always seen as a very important part of the Church's liturgical life to call to mind Our Lady's participation in the work of redemption. Before, you know, some people get all worried whenever they hear the word co-redemptrix, and they think, oh, it's making Our Lady, you know, co-equal to God, that she's a goddess and all that. And they don't understand the Latin, because even Father Peter in one of his conversations mentioned that they put co in front of redemptrix to symbolize that Our Lady is subordinate to Christ, the Redeemer, that she is with. That's what co means in Latin. It means cum, with the Redeemer, she who was with the Redeemer. Because they did call her before redemptrix, the feminine counterpart of the redemptor, but that seemed to be making her seem more equal to the Redeemer, and so they put co in front of it. You know, you can't please everybody. They always find something to complain about or to question. But so co-redemptrix was to make it even clearer that she is not equal to the Redeemer, that she's subordinate to him, but it does symbolize and does, the word does actually express in its most perfect and in the best way that we can in English or in language, what the role is of Our Lady at the foot of the cross. She is our co-redemptrix. And we too thank her for her participation in our redemption, that we must thank her too. Not only Jesus, first and foremost we thank Jesus for saving us, but his mother also is to be thanked because she participated in that. And her consent was necessary for that to take place. Our Lord would not have gone to Calvary had his mother not given her consent. That consent, as we know, was already given on that feast or the solemnity that we celebrated 2 days ago on the Annunciation. When she said, "Let it be done to me according to thy word," she was giving a fiat to all of Christ's work. And she knew already, being the Immaculate Conception, because she had an intellect that was greatly perfected by God, but also because of infused knowledge, and most importantly because she had a great knowledge of sacred scripture, she knew that redemption, atonement for sin, could not be accomplished without the shedding of blood. And so in saying yes to being the mother of the Redeemer, the Redemptoris Mater, which is another way of calling Our Lady Co-Redemptrix, She knew she was saying yes to being a part of his suffering, and that she would be a part of that. And that's what gave Our Lady a certain sense of sorrow. You know, someone said the other day that it was Simeon's prophecy that at the presentation of the temple that caused Our Lady to realize that she was going to be a part of this redemptive work, and that she was going to be, in a certain sense, a cause of his suffering because of giving him a body to suffer with. But she already knew that at the Annunciation, because the angel told her his name would be Jesus, which means God who saves. And the only way he can do that after the sin of Adam and Eve is by shedding of blood. And she knew that she was going to be a part of that. But her fiat that she gave at the Annunciation was to be continued every day for 33 years until finally it was reached its climax at the foot of the cross, where she said, "Let it be done to me, let it be done to my son, according to thy word." And we know that she gave her consent and her cooperation willingly and quite consciously at the wedding feast of Cana, when she said to her son, "Son, they have no wine." And that famous expression, "Woman, what to me, to thee? My hour has not yet come." And in a certain sense, Our Lady was saying to her son, "Oh yes, it has. Do whatever he tells you." And so today, as we honor Our Lady and her work of co-redemption, her participation in our salvation, you know, let us thank her, but also realize that if it wasn't for Our Lady's co-redemption, Lent would not have any meaning, because we wouldn't be able to participate also in the work of redemption. We wouldn't be co-redeemers if Our Lady's not co-redemptrix. It is because she is co-redemptrix that we can do penance and offer sacrifice and unite it with Christ on the cross for the salvation of souls. And it is what we're doing today as faithful sons and daughters of the Mother of the Redeemer, that we are participating in that work of co-redemption. We are co-redeemers with Christ and Mary co-redemptrix, and that we are helping to obtain the salvation of not only our souls by mortifying ourselves and offering sacrifice, but most importantly, we're also participating in the redemption of our brothers and sisters in obtaining graces for them, that they will turn away from sin. And maybe we should be doing with what the world is doing today, as the old expression, going to hell in a handbasket in many cases, that maybe we need to redouble our efforts at doing penance. As Our Lady said at Fatima and at Lourdes, penance, penance, penance is what we need to do to help change the world today. We don't realize it, I don't think, the power of penance united with Our Lady and our Lord, that we can truly change the world. We can bring about conversion of hearts, and that we need to participate more consciously and willingly in this work of redemption that each and every one of us has been given because we are baptized. We are baptized not only into the life of Christ, but into his death, that we can offer our sacrifices, unite them with Christ on the cross for the salvation of the world. Let us ask Our Lady today, as we approach Holy Week, that we will enter more deeply into the mysteries that we're about to celebrate, the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of her Son, and that we will become more zealous in our participating in her work of co-redemption for our brothers and sisters, and that we will be filled with that same love for Christ that moved Our Lady to say yes to being the Mother of the Redeemer, and the mother of us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.